Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday night, Inner Sight open mic. And if you missed us last night, we apologize for the rerun. We had the replay of the 4th of July show that we did last Thursday. So we honored, Sunday we're not on normally. So we made it for Monday and did the rerun. Open mic, Inner Sight, and I have a theory that a lot of people might think is weird, but I think it should be investigated scientifically. Now, throughout the years, how many people, it's got to be in the millions, billions, how many people have been given drugs? Many of these drugs, you get warnings on them. They've caused serious health problems. They've killed people. Approved by the FDA. And how many people have been given drugs by doctors and hospitals and nursing homes and have to release those drugs when they use the bathroom, when they go to the bathroom, the end product of the drug has to be excreted. We all have to do that one time or another, So now, how much pollution is going into the system when that happens? Now, I don't believe this has ever been tested. This is a theory that I've had for quite some time. I think an independent survey or testing should be done by an independent laboratory, scientist, what have you, to find out where does this end product go of many of these drugs. A lot of them, most of them are poison, And what have they caused? What kind of diseases have they caused and conditions that have never been looked at that we're not aware of? This is a very, very important issue for all and the environment, because when you take something, it goes in your body and then it has to come out in one form or another. It has to be released. That's why we have that's why you urinate and defecate. You have to get that stuff out that turns into waste. And how much of that drug is being pumped into the system? And where does it go? What happened as a result of that? So there you have a theory, and I would hope that someone would take that up and do a research on that and find out how much of each chemical has been released, approximately how much. You're never going to find out exactly, but approximately. And what are the results of that? When they do a survey, they can get some idea of what's going on. Now, the doctors and hospitals and pharmacists, they all know that a lot of this stuff is dangerous. It says it right on the package in many cases. It says it when you see the commercials. And yet, people, millions and billions of people are taking these things, and they're being released into the system. And some of it may even be released into the air, through the breathing. How about that one? So there you have a dilemma. Now, you got the same people, it was on the news today, the same people that now are trying to push vaccinations on youngsters from 12 to 18. Now, I think that's a serious mistake, you know, just to say in general that everyone should be taking this stuff. First of all, you have many, many children who are allergic to various things and who could become allergic. And what about the immune system of the child? You know, isn't that going to be considered? Isn't that going to be tested by people who know what they're doing? I don't think the average doctor knows how to test the immune system. There are several doctors that I know of that do. They can tell you about it and how to improve it and, you know, strengthen it and all that. But just to push this stuff, and remember, some of this stuff has been fatal. And, of course, the inflammation of the heart, endocarditis, myocarditis, you know, we've heard about that recently. So there's a lot to be said in just pushing vaccine onto people. You know, the president wants to get as many as he can vaccinated before they go back to school. Well, I don't think that's going to help much. It may cause more problems than it'll help.
Yeah.
But they ought to consider, and we're going to talk about this tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's show is on holistic health and how you know, why aren't there proxies like that
exactly
in the hospitals and the nursing homes? So instead of just pushing this stuff on people, you know, and we've said this time and time again, get some of these other experts who can tell you how to measure the immune system, what to do to improve it, what to eat,
right,
what not to eat, and so on and so forth.
That's right.
You know, you give people the freedom of choice. And parents, you know, wise up. You know, do your research. Consult some of the other doctors. What do you got to lose?
Absolutely nothing.
Before you allow your child
to be
injected with this
mm-hmm.
poisonous substance.
I have a question for you, Frank. When you were, you know, when your children were younger and to get into, you know, school, they had probably had the vaccinations. What did you do, you know, to get into school?
I was totally against it.
Were you able to say no?
I don't remember. I don't think so, but I was totally against it. I didn't like it.
Yeah. It was very
hard. I was opposed
to
it.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what they're doing now that's actually a little better than... You're not allowed to really say no, I don't think. I don't know about that. That's actually
Do homeschooling.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. People are doing.
Do homeschooling.
Yeah.
Keep the
that's
child
the savior
out of it.
Of it. I was about to say that. Homeschooling
you know,
is
that's
the
what
savior.
You can do.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to say it.
I mean, consider that.
Know, homeschooling is the alternative, yeah.
And then you can keep the child safer.
Yeah.
You know, make it so the child can have friends and all that and associate and all that stuff. There's ways of doing it.
But but you're not exposing them to that type of medicinal approach. And it's not medicinal in a good way, you know.
Yeah.
I wish it was.
So, so there you have it. I mean, you know, I'm afraid of what's going to happen down the road, 9 months from now.
Oh yeah.
You know? And now you got these. They talked a little bit, and I'm sure it's going to come up some more about a booster shot on this crap.
Yeah, they've been.
You know.
Yeah.
In the fall. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, you don't know what to believe all the time and what not to believe. That's why you got to check these things out. There are other people out there that have other opinions, and a lot of them make a lot of sense.
Yeah, they do.
So get on the YouTube. Dr. Berg is one of them.
Yes.
And several others. Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, and brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, Little Bear, and Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, down in New Jersey, 609-388-7004. So check them out, Adopt an Akita, and they survive on the donations. Keep that in mind. All right,
yeah,
nobody starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical, 631-484-3085. Go to his website, Facebook, and see what's going on over there. He's always moving to help some animals. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number 631-224-3090. And all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Ali, and all the others, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Take care of the children. Watch out for them. Part of that is, check out other alternative ways rather than giving a child poisonous stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight and some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Sunset Restaurant, the Islip Cleaners, another local place that has helped Inner Sight, and many, many others. And we thank them and hope that they'll come back in the near future and contribute again. Some of them already have. All right, Suffolk Bus Corp, we thank. And this Thursday, look for the, especially if you're local, but today with the internet, you don't even have to be local. Islip Bulletin, big picture of me and my dog and the story of the ADA and Inner Sight. So check it out. I have no idea what they're going to say, but I know what I told them.
Yeah. I think they will do us good. They've done us good before. You know that.
Yeah, this coming Thursday. And we'll be highlighting the article Thursday night on the show.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight around the world. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy, real estate expert. All right. So you need help along those lines. Mr. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Civil rights lawyer James Bahamonde, a friend of ours, 516-783-9662. You have any questions on the civil rights scene? All right, how's about the Able News? You got the Able News?
Yeah, I've got the Able News. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years. with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, a column that has experts write it, and they also have a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. They also have registration that you could get for free and get that sent to your mailbox, believe it or not, and you could get a free subscription for ablenews.com. All right. Back to you, Frank.
We got to try to send them this article that's coming out Thursday.
Yeah,
maybe they'll reprint it in the Able News.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight, don't forget to sign our petitions, change.org, the one on nursing homes, and the one on the nursing facilities, and the one on the service dog schools. There's a petition up there that I'd like to find out about. How there's a woman who started a petition, I believe, out of California, to try and get more stimulus funding.
Oh.
And I understand she has over 2 million signatures.
Oh, wow.
And growing.
Nice.
So if anybody has any info on that, or if you can look it up, I'd like to get that out on the air and tell people how to, you know, how to sign and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need more help.
Yeah, we do.
And a lot of people trying to start up their business now and behind in their rent.
Mm-hmm.
There's another program out of the state that's paying 3 months back rent.
Oh, nice.
I don't know the...
That I'd like to...
I don't know the name of it, but I have the number. I'll try to get it on the show if I remember tomorrow night. It's out of the state, so you could probably look it up. Just put in back rent on the Google, and you'll find it. All right, Inner Sight, open mic 213-816-1650. And you know, one of the worst things about this system that we have to deal with is that at a moment's notice, it can change. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Take, for instance, someone who's trying to get out of a nursing home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the money is in the hands of the agencies. The money comes from the government. You know, the people that are supposed to get your aids and all that. Now, we just ran into something today where I was told that a friend of ours who's in a nursing home, we're trying to help her. The problem is, according to what they're saying, I don't know how true it is, that they don't have aids enough to go around right now. They can't find aids for this person. You know. So in the meantime, you know, they took all her money. Now they're trying to get her condominium. You know? And I can't believe if the money is there for AIDS, you know, the agency doesn't have the power to increase the hourly wage for the AIDS. That has to come from the governor.
Yeah.
You know?
And
see, that's
the
why the money...
She's on.
That's why the money should be in the name of the disabled person. You know?
It should.
Then the aid could make more money.
But she also has to, if there, it depends, like my mom had that same problem as she had. She was in an area that did not have AIDS close by. So they would have to travel, and there wasn't that much transportation. So
yeah,
they
but
weren't
if you have
willing,
the money,
the
you, can ha- you can have transportation.
That's right. But a lot of the time,
the whole thing.
There wasn't that many, what do they call that, the public transportation. That's the problem. They don't come from Queens. They come from different areas to go all the way out to Long Island. That's a big issue. They should be getting people from their area, but they're not. People aren't working from their area. That's
if you have the
issue.
Money, you can.
Yes.
You, believe me, you can work it out. Now the other question is, how much money is there for each person to have AIDS? Mm-hmm. What's the amount?
A lot, probably.
I don't know. I don't know what the amount is. You know, the only ones that know that are the people who are dealing with the money.
Right.
How much money is it? See? You know, what was it, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for the year? What is it?
Yeah. I don't know.
See? So there's a lot of unanswered questions, and there's a lot of stuff going on. Because we who need the help don't supervise the money.
And we don't know the answers. We will never know the answers.
No, we don't.
You know? That's the horrible part. Seriously. I ask the answers, but I never get it.
Yeah, no. They don't want you to know.
No,
and yet if it wasn't for us, they wouldn't have that money, would they?
No, they won't. That's another sad part right there. They won't have
We're paying
anything.
Their salary. We're paying
yes,
them.
Yes, we are.
Because
yes,
of
are.
Us, the disabled,
yeah.
They have that
yeah.
money. So how could they not have an aid for somebody? See, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
I don't
believe
it. You know, you make adjustments accordingly. See,
mm-hmm.
you know what I believe in this one case with our friend?
Yes. Yeah.
I believe that they all know that she has a condominium. Just keep her, keep stalling, and
mm-hmm.
they want to get the damn money.
Oh, I don't
That's
judge
what's
that.
Going on in her case, and probably in thousands of others.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
You
really
can't
don't.
Convince me that these people don't know and haven't been told and instructed. Just keep
to do
stalling.
What they need to do. Yeah.
Until we can get the legal movement going.
Rights over the condo. Oh, yeah, Frank.
Yeah.
That's normal. That's a normal thing
yeah, that's
right
normal.
There, what you
yeah.
just said. That's
yeah.
normal for them to take it. And
yeah.
you know what? You better darn believe these people who aren't paid fully the right way are going to be told right then and there, listen, if you get us the condo, there'll be something in there for you. You better
sure.
don't believe it.
Of course.
Yeah.
But that's not made public.
No, it ain't.
Well, now it is.
yeah, but...
Now it is. How much of that
I
goes
know,
on?
I know that when my mother fell on the property of the first nursing home that my dad was in before he got transferred to the other nursing home... There was so much ice, so thick in nature when she fell there. Then when she went, there was a guy who was volunteering there that used to live in her development on the Section 8 development that she used to live before she went into the nursing home, that he went out of his shift and there was no ice left. They cleaned it to the ground. Yeah, and her blood was all over that ice. She
well,
fell so hard.
Nobody took pictures of the ice?
Nobody had a camera phone. Mom didn't have a camera phone,
that was a
and
mistake.
Neither did that guy. But,
pictures.
You know what? I remembered that there was a camera right in front of that entrance. You know what they did? They knew that they couldn't hide from that. So they destroyed the picture, the camera.
That was at a nursing home?
Yeah. And I knew that went to the state.
See, the problem is you're suing the state. For a lawyer to take that on, you got to have a lot of money. Because that's a long, drawn-out adjournment business with all kinds of craziness. You know, and people in that situation don't
and
have
that
any
was
money.
The one.
And now, wait a minute. What about why didn't the ADA protect your mother? Where the hell is the ADA again?
She's
disabled. Where the hell is it?
Deceased butt right now.
Doesn't do a damn thing.
No.
What good is it?
They don't do nothing. No.
So
she
there's the answer.
Fell.
If the ADA doesn't
ice.
Do anything, why yeah. should I do anything?
That's right.
Is the attitude of most.
Yep.
You know?
She fell so hard, it ripped her leg open. Like, you know how you crack open a watermelon and that sound that it makes when it cracks open? That's how her leg...
She fell on the ice.
She said. No, but her leg was so bad that they had to go immediately in and do surgery on her leg. Yeah, it was very bad. It just flayed.
The reason
open.
Why,
horrible.
The reason why all these things happen, world, is because all the people who work in nursing homes, the people who own them, and everybody else, are taught that this person is here to die. Don't
That's
make
right.
a big deal out of their living because they're right. here to die.
I'm
and
telling
that's
you that
the motivation.
That's right.
That's the motivation. That's why they go after somebody's home. Oh, she doesn't need. They don't need that. You're going to die here.
That's right. Yep.
That's the damn ass motivation.
Don't think it is
true. That's
the
premise. Hold it. That's the premise on which they established these nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
That a person is coming in here to die.
Yeah.
And that's why all this stuff happens. And that's why all these programs are geared this way with the stupid criteria because most people going in are there to die.
Yeah.
All people going there are there to die. And a lot of them, may fit into a program, but how many of those people who fit in actually make it? Before they pass away.
Nope.
Mm-mm. And then the program still has the money, doesn't it? They're still operating, aren't they?
Yep.
Well, there you have it. There's the whole situation with that. You're there to die. Why should they help you?
You know, it's so funny. It's not funny, but I should say I'm saying it in that manner. My father passed, my mother passed, my two grandmothers passed. Is there a parent?
Oh, you and millions of others. You're not the only one.
I can keep going. There's more of my aunt, one of my aunts or my father's. These are all people who had dementia, every single one of them, almost every single one of them, except for my mom's, mother. That's the only, my other grandmother. She didn't have dementia. She had heart, very bad heart failure. Very, very bad.
All right, open mic. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, let me look again.
Talk about whatever you want. Keep it clean.
No,
turn down your radio, television, whatever it is. And
I'm going to refresh it, though.
Talk about what you
want.
Us.
It's just us tonight.
All right. We may get Louie calling in to promote Friday night.
Yeah, later. Yeah.
All right. Open mic and Inner Sight tomorrow night show on holistic health.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like that.
We have this thing called a HEPA-law now.
Yeah.
Where
a
person has to have a representative, a health proxy,
Yeah.
Well, How come there's never a health proxy who's holistic or wants the person to have holistic, and the person wants holistic? We'll talk about that tomorrow night. That's another half-assed program.
It is.
All right. Thursday night show will be on the article that's supposed to come out in the
I can't
local
wait to
paper
hear that.
Here.
Can you get
and
a
we'll,
copy of it, Frank? So I read
get
it
a copy
during
of
the
it.
Show? Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the library and get several copies.
Oh, good, okay.
All right, Inner Sight, if you want to call in, open mic 213-816-1650. And I reported today to the local independent living center about our friend. I'm not mentioning her name because I haven't cleared it with her that she wants her name on the show, you know.
Right.
But I reported today to the what they call the New York Connection. I presume that's some kind of a program. I hate that word. We're not all robots, you know.
Yeah,
we're programmed. Anyway.
So stupid.
And I didn't receive a call back yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, help us, join with us to help this person who's in the nursing home. They took her money, and now they're trying for her condominium. So let's see if we get a call back.
I hope
so. Every day is important, and we're trying to get her a lawyer. I'll be talking
that would be
to
nice. Could Glenn do it, you think?
Lawyer tomorrow.
Would Glenn be able
all right.
to do it?
Who?
Glenn. You know who Glenn is.
I was
who
told
did,
that Glenn passed away.
He did? Oh, that's
what
so
I
sad.
Told.
Oh, jeez.
That's what I heard.
Wow.
You know, half the stuff you hear, you don't know if it's true, but that's what somebody told me.
Wow.
Oh, who knows?
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight open mic. And don't send me any stupid emails with all these attachments because all I do is erase them.
Yeah, because you can't read them, ladies and gents. Because
I can't read them. They don't mean a thing to me.
Yeah, you know why? Let me explain to them quickly. What happens is our system for, you know, the blind and sight impaired, what happens is it converts it into a bunch of gibberish. So basically when you send it that way with a logo or a photo attachment or any attachment for that matter, it just does that. It makes it into a bunch of, you know,
numbers,
letters,
numbers,
parentheses.
It doesn't mean a damn thing.
It doesn't, no.
You know? So if you want to email us, do it with simple, plain words.
Yeah, text.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. The email is innersight@pmail.com. No attachments. All right, and I got an email from this guy, Rizzy. I don't know. He's not a bad guy personally.
No, he is.
But I think as far as the disabled goes, I think he's a stupid ass. Now, let me explain.
I'm sorry. The way you said that made me laugh.
Well, he is. How is digital going to make you equal?
No, it's not. Wow.
It doesn't make any sense. First of all, I said to the guy when I spoke to him a while back, I said to him, how many people, you use your digital, I said, how many people have been denied guide dogs in the last 3-4 years, whatever you want to pick?
He couldn't answer.
You know what his response was? Oh, I never heard of anyone denied a guide dog. What do you mean? Nobody's denied a guide. I mean, I don't know where the hell this guy lives in a
living in a hole.
in another world.
Probably does.
So how is digital going to help a person who's denied a service dog? And the ADA doesn't do a damn thing. How does digital help you? How does digital help a person who's in a nursing home when they take all your money and all your assets? Okay, so you got a digital phone.
Mm-hmm.
All that phone can do is tell you how much money they took from you.
Which makes
not
going to
help you. How is it going to help you?
Well, he could
argue. Even if you contact the Bar Association.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't
And you find a lawyer, the first thing you're going to say is, I need a retainer. You don't have the money.
Yeah.
How is digital going to help you get out of the freaking nursing home?
It doesn't.
What kind of a moron puts this out to the public? Doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make any sense, you know. How's digital going to help me get the accessible pedestrian signal put up? 4 years, Dizzy Rizzy. 4 years. Where's the light?
I'm sorry, Frank. You make me laugh sometimes.
Where's the digital? How is digital going to help me get the damn light up?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's
right.
Why he doesn't want to come on the show. You know. He went. I read one email.
Yeah.
It had text in it. He went down to Washington a couple of years ago, and he was not greatly received. They, you know, they didn't like the idea of, you know.
Well, yeah. Here's the thing I would say to him. You would say some of that stuff. I would say, now I have a question. What happens if the electricity went off and nobody has solar at the moment? They have to transition over to solar. What are you going to do? How are you going to make digital a feasible option when they don't have the solar or wind energy, or it's going to cost them too much money to transition over? How are you going to make it a digital option? That's what I'm going to ask them. That covers everything. Seriously.
A simple thing that has to be done, that should have been done in the beginning, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Put the damn signs up so everybody can read them. Simple. End of business. That's all you got to do. Now it's a mess.
Yeah.
Now it's hard to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't do it when they should have.
Guess who's on the phone? You
how is digital
well.
going to make you, if you can't get into a building, and you're in a wheelchair, what's digital going to do? Break down the wall?
Yeah.
What the hell is it going to do? How's it going to help you get in?
It's going to turn into this, like, robot and go through the wall for you.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's so stupid and ridiculous, you know. Digital gives you accessibility. You know, digital is going to make you equal? Where? Where is it going to make you equal? Don't give me my guide dog's medical. What are you going to do digital with it?
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's example after example, you know.
Really?
And some of the stupidity that exists. You know, I'm on the bus the other day, the SCAT bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't blame the SCAT company. They're all good people. It's the county that runs it. So the guy is driving, and he's got this computer up front. You could hear it. It's making a noise, but I don't know what the hell it says. It's digital.
Oh, geez.
I have no idea what it says or where I am.
That's
the
horrible part.
There's a woman sitting a little further back. She could see it. She's sighted. She knows what it says.
Yeah.
Frank Carino don't count. He's a bunch of crap. Guys like me. You know?
Me too. I would.
They made it wrong.
Bus, I would, yeah.
Again, they made it wrong.
That's right.
I mean, it's horrible.
It is.
You pull up to a place with the scat, you know. Most of the drivers are really nice and cool, but you get out of the bus, you can't read where you are.
No.
You don't
can't.
Know nothing.
No.
No? Especially if you don't know the area, like the place I went to the other day, I didn't know the area. Can't read one damn thing. Digital.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Crazy. Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. And don't forget Friday night, the funnies over here. We'll have some fun. Did we get Louie on the line?
Yeah, he's on. He's waiting for you patiently. Hold on, let me go back to the other screen.
He's on, right?
Yeah. I just have to, he's waiting.
I could sense when Louie's on the line.
I know that.
Louie the Lip from Inner Sight.
That's right, here he comes.
All right. Open mic.
Hey. Hello,
Suzanne.
Hello. How you doing?
How are you?
Good, how you doing?
Okay, how's your fireworks weekend doing?
We had a good day, we really did. And then yesterday I went to a birthday party, so I had a good weekend.
You don't need fireworks,
yeah.
You got thunder.
Yeah, we got thunder now.
Thunder, are you kidding me?
Yeah, we had thunder just a little while ago,
Thunder and lightning.
Yes, we did.
And I was, I went to my brother's house. I was drinking.
Uh-oh.
What'd you drink?
Boy?
Rum?
drinking beer.
Oh, beer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think of open mic, Louie? You like open mic?
Open mic. It's very good. Do a joke or two on the phone, and Louie the Lip, and the lipstick, and the swap, and the Rosanna down on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And Buffy Casalvo.
Well, did you hear about the guy who? Hey, Louie, did you hear about the guy who went to the priest? You know.
Yeah. What is?
He says, "Gee, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. You know, I'm a good person." And the priest says, "Well, what do you want to go to heaven for? All your friends are going to hell."
Yeah. Not me.
Woo. Not you. He wants to go to heaven.
Yeah.
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 Right, Lou?
Heavenly.
I want a heaven,
heavenly.
Right?
Yep.
I had a
burger, a dog, salad.
What have you been doing?
What'd you say you had? Wait a minute. You had a dog salad?
Yes,
no.
But I was wondering what that was about.
A dog.
What's a dog salad?
Like a weenies. Like weenies you put on a
a hot dog. Oh.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I had a burger or two.
Hey, Louie, you know any Johnny Mathis? You know how old Johnny Mathis is now? I think he's 92.
No,
he's born 1935, September 30th, 1935.
Boy, that's pretty good. How old is he?
He's still 85.
Oh, 85. All right. Hey, you know any Mathis song, Johnny Mathis?
I know Wonderful, Wonderful, It's Not For Me To Say, Chances Are, Misty, Gina.
Oh, you know all those
What
songs.
Mary Said. It made me Wonderful, Wonderful.
It's wonderful, wonderful, oh, so wonderful, my love. That one, yeah. Give me a little Johnny Mathis. Can you, let's hear it.
Look at me. I see also a kitten at a tree. And there's one clinging to a clown. I don't understand. It's too misty. You don't understand. Well, I know. Well, it's all been violent again to learn. I better think cloudy to a clown. I don't understand. It's too misty. And holding your hand.
All right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Johnny when he drinks.
Yeah.
He's so bad. Don't listen to
him. All right.
And Frank, I was flirting on 4th of July.
What were you doing on 4th of July? Flirting?
You met a nice girl?
A pretty lady. You gave me a nice cold drink on ice.
Where was this? At your brother's?
Look, something like that.
No.
All right. So you're
blonde,
going to go...
Blonde, brunette, red hair.
Oh, you
want to
go out with her?
Brunette. Wow, wow.
What was her name?
I don't know. Escort service or something like that, you know?
Escort? Wait a minute.
That's what I was just saying, Frank.
What's going on here? This is in a sight.
That's what I'm saying, Frank.
We don't advertise escort service.
That's right.
No, escort service. And call the office and you got to get a date with a lady, me personally. I saw it on television.
Oh
yeah.
The Nassau County is in the office.
You got to have the money, though.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm kidding. I won't go in there. I got my eyes wide open and meet that lady personally.
Yeah.
Oh.
All
right.
Tell them about Friday night, Lou.
Are you ready, Suzanne, for Friday?
Yeah, listen to Friday night. Why not?
All right, and gentlemen, my name is Love Drops Louie or Rosanna Dana. Make sure you turn it on a Friday night. Listen to this. On Friday night at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, Intersight's Block Talk Radio presents the Frolics. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk to Abbott and Costello. We're going to talk to Lauren and Hardy. We're going to talk to the Honeymooners. Or we're going to talk to your friendly philosopher and many more.
And
giving
pina colada
to the ladies.
Are you giving that pina colada?
I won't forget that, Frank. Pina colada, yes, it is.
Yeah,
oh,
and we'll tell
the
you about we'll tell you about the disabled escort service.
I know who's there.
I'm too shy for the escort service. I'm too shy.
Oh no, Frank has a story.
That's it.
And you got,
all right, Lou,
I'm too shy for the escort service. I'm too shy.
No, Frank has a story. He'll tell us all about the
don't
escort
worry,
service.
I'll take care of it.
You got to help me, Suzanne. I'm too shy.
Story.
You got to help me.
In his sight, all right.
Say a word, Lou.
What?
Don't worry. Yeah. Frank has a nice story about the escort service. Don't worry, Lou.
Oh, I got quite a few
those
stories,
ladies
going to
give me a
smoochie
all over.
All right, in a sight. Thanks, Louie.
All right.
Louie the Bear, everybody. Louie the Lip.
Hey, I hope you have your nice Independence Day weekend. I enjoyed it. And I want to talk to you on a Friday on a ringy-dingy-dingy.
Ringy-dingy.
On the on the Blog Talk Radio.
Suzanne,
okay, I love
right,
you very
in
much.
In sight.
Oh, we love you too. You know that. I love you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you too.
Well, let's see. I do have one story, but it's not an escort. So I went to this years ago. it's called Together.
Together.
The only thing is, how come I never got together? You know?
Well...
So anyway, I went up there and they did a video, And because I was disabled, the guy gave me a discount. So I'm going to give you a free video. I won't charge you for the video. Right?
Yeah.
So he sends me over. This girl calls me. I'll never forget her. Her name was Barbara. And yeah, I made a date with her.
Sorry.
And I took her. It was right near where I used to live. It was only a couple of doors away to a cool, a fancy restaurant with a bar and everything. Took her in there.
Yeah.
And throughout the whole date, all she did was talk about her mother. I said, wait a minute. I said, don't you have a father? She said, what? I said, you've been talking about your mother. How about your father? You know, I don't want to talk about him. She goes, I said, oh, pardon me. You know.
Oh.
So turns out we're sitting there and we had dinner. And I spent $100 on this chick, you know. And we had dinner and she said, oh, I don't think I'm going to ever see you again. My mother wouldn't approve of you. I said, wait a minute. I said, what makes you think that I would approve of your mother?
That's right.
Well, that was it. She went storming out of the limping as yet. She had a limp. I don't know. She's disabled. You know?
Yeah.
They sent me a disabled chick because I'm disabled. Does that make sense?
No, that doesn't.
Anyway. She went storming out of the place, you know, and
yeah.
I don't know, she said, I'm going home. I said, all right. Yeah. I said, hope you get there safe. Don't fall down. I said, oh, man, I'll never forget that. Anyway,
well,
Barbara, if you're listening, no hard feelings. I hope you're all right. That was my together date. You know.
I never knew it was called Together, though. That was interesting.
Yeah, that was the name of the place. Together. They
wow.
used to advertise on the radio.
Oh.
You go down there, you do a video.
Yeah.
And then they show you other videos of girls.
Was that
I couldn't see it.
In Hempstead? There was something with the video in Hempstead.
Oh, I don't know where they were
with
it.
Oh, okay.
I went there. It was quite an experience.
I must say so.
Anyway, Inner Sight open mic 213-816-1650 open mic and yeah. Anything you wanna sound off about, just go ahead, feel free. Around the world, and I heard that on the news, Mr. Biden is getting all the troops out of Afghanistan.
Oh, that's great.
So that's a plus.
Positive. Yeah.
You know, we don't need to be fighting somebody else's.
No.
We don't need to be fighting somebody else's battle.
That's good.
That's one thing that. We don't need it. Doesn't help the country. All right, let's see. Around the world, Inner Sight Television, tomorrow night, 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock tomorrow night, still on the reruns. Thursday, Altice, that used to be Long Island Cable, now they call it Altice. That's channel 20, 7:30 tomorrow night. So check us out, and we hope to be back in the studio shortly. I hope within the next couple of weeks.
Oh.
Inner Sight.
Are they requiring any shots, do you know?
What?
Are they requiring people to have shots, or that's not an issue?
Shots?
Yeah, I'm asking.
I'm not going to shoot anybody.
No, I just wanted to know if they're requiring any vaccination.
I don't go over there. The only thing I'm going to shoot is the camera, the show.
Yeah, no.
Anyway.
I hope it's not any way that they require any of that. because I know your stance on it and Maureen's stance on it.
Well, what are they going to say?
I don't know.
Pull down your pants and you show them your butt. They don't believe you.
That'd be funny.
That's
actually.
It.
I would picture of that.
All right, in a sight.
Might not be a picture of your butt, though. It just might be a picture of the wall because I can't focus on it anymore.
Open mic. Well, what happened with the... did you hear anything about... Maureen's not on the line, right?
I don't think so. I don't... No. No.
I wonder what happened with... I didn't hear a word. I don't listen to the radio anymore. Too boring. Oh, God, is it boring. I had it in my friend's car. She had the radio on, and the way these news people deliver this news, it sounds like they're all on drugs.
Yeah,
God, they jump
wired,
from one thing to the next.
Oh,
hold it. They jump from one thing to the next. Then in the middle of it, they go to a commercial, and they, before you even get to digest what they said.
Yeah.
You know? These people need to slow down, I'll tell you. Network's got them going crazy.
Quiet.
But anyway, what happened with the Subway series?
Oh, I don't know. Let me look. Hold on.
Oh, can you tell? Oh, you could look it up.
Yeah.
Subway series. I don't know. Did they get it in?
Subway series 2021 and... Mets win 2 of 3.
Oh, the Mets
against
won. Right.
Rival Yankees in Subway Series showdown. First game of 2021 Subway Series rained out. So I don't know what else is happening after that. I just quickly read it.
Wait a minute. You know, you gave me two different analogies. You say the Mets won 2 out of 3, and then you're saying rained out. And which is it?
The first game was rained out.
Oh, okay.
It says,
first
game
rained out.
Rained out.
And then they played 3 more games?
That's what I'm thinking. Hold on.
They won 2 out of 3.
After Chapman's meltdown leads to another loss, Yankees earned split of Subway Series doubleheader.
Oh, the doubleheader, okay. All right, so the Mets came out on top.
Yeah.
Subway Series.
So she's probably happy.
Yeah, I'm sure
but
they'll
I'm
probably
happy.
Have
I like...
one or two more.
Yeah, they... Oh, wait a minute, here we go.
40 years
hours
up.
Later.
What?
4-2. What is that? Night? I can't see it. Nightcap win. Yeah. You know who might know that? I think Louis's still on the line. You want me to ask him? If he's still there?
No, we're going off the air. Anyway, Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our listeners, 108,000 plus. And Suzanne, co-host
Louis
engineer.
Louis at 108,000. That's awesome. Thank you.
So be with us tomorrow night on the Healthcare Proxy, holistic Healthcare Proxy. Doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't
We're going to make it exist.
Doesn't exist. We'll talk about it tomorrow night. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Open mic. And, be careful if you're driving out there. Be careful in the storm, thunder.
Yeah.
You get the visibility goes down, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, phone number, innersight.info. Somebody give us $25 million so we can get this thing off the ground.
That'd be nice.
And you can make
That'd
money
be
with
beautiful.
It.
Yeah, we give it
if
to
that's
people.
What you want. Or you can remain anonymous. Goodbye, world.
Yes.
Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.